Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get over here, Marcus. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Vlad, good morning to you.
Morning, Tobes. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Leroy will be here shortly. Mima needed a ride to the airport. And, these roads have been crazy. I was telling you, I know everybody loves when we start off with traffic talk, but I do think these things are noticeable to people. And I was like, man, this was kind of a crazy week with driving. I know there was, you know, an unfortunate, there was like a funeral at one day for a fallen Miami cop. So that was unfortunate, but just in general, it's been crazier around here lately also, just every other day. And I was like, is it snowbird season? Like, what's going on? Because I feel like the traffic has been better.
It might be snowbird season. We're in November now, so the weather's getting cold up north, maybe.
Everybody's fleeing down here. Well, whatever it is, we are here. We are here with you until 2 o'clock. We're happy to be here with you. And we'll start off this hour getting to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Last night, your Florida Panthers got a 6-3 win over the Washington Capitals. It was goals galore as the game went on, especially there in the second and third. They played 1-1. The Caps were peppering Daniil Tarasov in between the pipes. It was a big day because the Panthers announced Game Ops. Announced their partnership with Chick-fil-A. And you know we love a good free meal deal around here. So we know the Heat have Heat Win. You get free Papa John's. The Panthers have a new partnership. 30 saves, free 8-piece.
So that's why Bill Lindsay was going crazy in a third period.
It must have been. Because I was like, oh, he was already halfway there, I think, after the first period, Vlad. Tarasov, who got his first Panthers win yesterday as other goalie, he went out there and was able to shut down the Washington Capitals. 37 saves for Tarasov last night, and free chicken nuggets, I believe, for everybody who downloads, I think, the Chick-fil-A app. I don't know. You guys can look up how to do it, but I know that everybody gets free Chick-fil-A at certain locations. So check that on out. Panthers yesterday. Just keep rolling with the wins. But yesterday, The game was highlighted by some milestones. First off, you got Tarasov's first win. You got Rodriguez got his 100th goal, Evan Rodriguez, and he evened up the game at one apiece. You got those buttons up there, Vlad? All right, here was Evan Rodriguez, Doug Plagans with the call last night.
Reinhardt, he'll gain center, dumps one in around the end boards. Loose here on the near side. Meikle, a sharp angle, try stick save. Rodriguez in front, and he scores! And Evan Rodriguez ties the game with 11:07 to go here in the opening frame. It's 1-1. Meikle got it to the net. Rodriguez right there to jam it in from the slot.
Very happy for our boy Erod, a friend of the show, and he was able to notch that. There would be other milestones throughout the night as well. Cole Schwint, he would put the Cats up 2-1.
Now the puck play down to our right. Luoster in and back behind the net into the near corner. Out to the line. It's Forsling. Long drive. Tip. They score! And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. 3:05 into the second. Gus Forsling let it go. And this one was tipped out front of Thompson. The Panthers have the lead.
I believe that would be Forsling's 200th career point. And then you had the man who's starting to heat up. You needed one of the Sams to really get cooking for this Cats team. And Rhino has started to get going. I believe he has 7 goals in his last 9 games. Here was his first last night for the Cats.
Verhaeghe tried to center, bounces out to Jones. Anton Lundell, right side half boards. Out to the line for Jones. Then a shot, and Verhaeghe stopped by Thompson. Rebound, they score. Sam Reinhardt out in front, got a piece of it, and the Panthers have a power play goal and a 3-1 lead.
So a couple things been going for the Cats recently. You got Rhino is starting to get going. He's been going on the power play. Paul Maurice was very pointed his last time after the last game. He's saying, like, that might have been the most important thing because we've been, you know, we haven't exactly cashing in on those as much. But Rhino getting it going, and then the Rhinoceros himself, huge pair.
Lundell up the left side, plays one down and around. Far corner, Luostarine in there against Sandin to hold the puck behind the net, worked out front. Reinhardt a chance, and he scores, and Sam Reinhardt has 2 tonight. The Panthers have a 2-goal lead once again. It's 4-2, 15:06 to play here in the third. Sam Reinhardt from right out in front.
All right, so Rhino gets a goal. You'd had Seth Jones to add it to 5-2. This puppy looked over. The Caps would get one more. They pull the goalie. And then we have the milestone of the night as Brad Marchand, the Rat King himself, steps onto the ice. He's basically an honorary Finn right now. Sends it over to Etu Luostarinen, who puts it in the net. And that, my friends, would be a milestone for Brad Marchand.
Carlson over on the far side. Marchand the takeaway. Backhand to Luostarinen. Luostarinen looks long toward the empty net. He scores. Etu Luostarinen from long range. The empty netter. And that's 1,000 points for Brad Marchand, who picks up the primary assist on the goal. The Panthers take a 6-3 lead with 90 seconds to play. And Marchand's teammates onto the ice to celebrate at center ice.
Amazing. Brad Marchand gets it done. 1,000 points. What a milestone.
What a milestone. What a night. They all spill out onto the ice, Vlad. Goosey's galore, celebrating their teammate and his milestone. He becomes the 102nd player to do that in NHL history. And it was Goosey's on top of Goosey's. What a night for the Cats yesterday.
I'm happy for them, man. They're starting to get their groove. It looks like they're, you know.
Starting to get them together.
Yeah.
Starting to come together. You get the news yesterday that, Barton, you know, Chucky is going to be back on the ice in a couple of weeks. Maybe by the end of next month, he'll be back. We've been seeing some rehab videos of Barkey, but they've been needing somebody else besides Brad Marchand to get going, and it seems like starting to get that with Sam Reinhardt. Other guys starting to get into the flow of things. A lot of nets, a lot of pucks on net yesterday. Starting to build that traffic again. Starting to look like your Panthers. Starting to look like your Panthers all of a sudden as we roll on into this November of the season. Let's hear from Marchand after the game. This is what he had to say on hitting that milestone.
No, definitely not. I had a conversation with someone in management in Boston or scouts early on in my career, and they said if you can get to 400 games, that's a good NHL career. You know, it's one to be proud of, and that was my marker. You know, that was what I was chasing for so long. And then, you know, just when you follow guys that I got to follow in Boston and you see the way they carry day in and day out, it, you know, it doesn't become about, you know, milestones like that. It's more about the next day and trying to just get better and better and better. And the way that kind of amounts, you know, it just the longer you spend doing that, the, you know, years and years, they compound, you know, and you can play for a while and good things start happening. And I remember a couple of years ago, I looked and it was 800. I couldn't believe I had that many. And, you know, I kind of started chasing it from that point. But, yeah, you know, it's exciting. It's something I'm definitely proud of. And hopefully there's many more.
The old like to reflect.
But dude, what good. Else they got to do?
He's good, dude. I mean, listen, he's got a long career that he's got. And you saw yesterday, they all showered him as he walks in the locker room. They're showering him with the booze, the drinks, the water. And good for him. He deserves it. An awesome moment for him yesterday. This was him on what the teammate love meant for him.
Yeah, it's exciting. I got to be part of it with Bergeron. And then on the other side, when Jágr hit a huge milestone here, I think maybe became second all time. And it's just you don't get to be part of things like that very often. I mean, I didn't know the stat tonight, but there's only 102 guys that have done it. And you know, it's just, they're cool moments, I think, in guys' career that we all enjoy. I mean, we all care a lot about each other in here and are very happy for each other when they have success, you know. And same with Jonesy and Hot Rod tonight. Like, we're all as happy for the next guy to have success, and we all celebrate together. So it feels pretty incredible to be part of a group that you know, enjoys each other as much as we do and as close as we are. And, you know, it makes these moments that much more special.
Hot Rod and Jonesy each with 100 goals. So, a Goosey's galore night for the Cats. Congratulations to them. Heat, they take on the New York Knicks tonight in NBA Cup action at 7 o'clock. Jalen Brunson out for the New York Knicks with an ankle injury. It's a grade one, so they're monitoring him day to day. You know, I don't know if he'll be ready by Monday when they come back to town, but he is for sure out tonight. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero did travel with the team, but they did not. But apparently, they just want to sightsee because they're not playing tonight.
I hate when they say, "Oh, certain players travel with the team," and then he's like, "Oh, because if you think of a particular city, yeah, I'm going to travel with the team."
Seems like somebody could just use more leg room. I don't really see
that. I'm saying, did Tyler Hero start traveling with the team like a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, Tyler's been traveling with the team the whole time. So was Jakachonis when he was hurt. But no, don't get it twisted, Heat fans. No,
no Bam.
No signings tonight. No sightings tonight from Bam nor Tyler. We did see Bam in practice this week. He did some work, but we still are unaware about when he plans to be back, when he is back. Obviously, you want to take these are both lower body injuries, so you want to be pretty cautious with them. I will say on the Tyler thing, this was about the time frame, the first time frame we were told. We were like, oh, first Knicks-ish games. That's kind of when we were starting to peak. And I don't know where he's at. I know he's put some pictures on social media, but we don't really have an idea on how far along he is. The Heat have this game. They got a couple of home games back with Knicks and Warriors. Then they go back out on the road, I think, for Philly and Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. But we got to take a break. When we come back, I got a bone to pick because I'm still not done off of my earlier take. I still feel even more justified in the way that I felt earlier in the week. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, the Miami Heat are offering fans value deals like the $6 pizza deal, four pizzas, chips, and waters, a $4 hot dog deal, four hot dogs, popcorn, and drinks, grab-and-go stands on the 400 level. They also got $3 sodas, $8 beers, $3 snacks, and kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets with a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For more information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. Last night you had the Patriots continue to ramp up that record as they beat the New York Jets yesterday, 27-14. So the Jets did cover. Leroy did get that. They barely covered. Squeaked
what was
by
the line?
13.5, I believe.
Damn, they moved up to 13.5?
Yeah, well, at least the last time we checked. When we did headlines yesterday, I don't know if it squeaked down again.
It's like 12.5.
13. Maybe by game time it got to 12.5 flat. But when we were doing the show yesterday, it was 13.5. But Patriots win. They go and they improve to 9-2 on the season. So they are humming along right now in that AFC East. So we'll getting the Bills last week was cool and all, but this is also unfortunately opened up the door for the Patriots. And they seem to be humming along right now. The Dolphins in Spain, as far as injuries are concerned, Mike McDaniel, he says that Chop Robinson is out of concussion protocol, so it looks like he'll be good to go. He says he's aggressively optimistic about Aaron Brewer, who's been missing some time this week, and Rasul Douglas remains a question mark, although I think everybody was kind of digging Juju Brents last week and what he did at cornerback for the Miami Dolphins. So that's what you got as far as this Dolphins roster. Because apparently Champ Kelly spoke in Spain as well, but I haven't seen much of that. I haven't been able to gather what he told the media this week. But obviously he's not Chris Greer, so you're already off to a great start, dude. I think we're already all happy with Champ Kelly because he's not Chris Greer. And just don't sign injured guys, please. Really,
do you guys want McDaniel back?
I'm still very skeptical, Vlad, to be honest with you. Like, no, and this is the thing: is his teams have typically had these big peaks and valleys throughout his career, and you could tell me anything happens this weekend, and I wouldn't be surprised. Like, you could tell me the Dolphins start a 4-game win streak, and I'd be like, well. If you look at the competition they're playing, yeah, it's kind of there for them if they wanted to. They got this, then they got some time off. Then they got the Saints.
That would be three in a row if you beat the Saints.
And then is it the Jets? I think it's the Jets again, and then the Steelers. So, yeah, it is there for them, but then you could also tell me the Dolphins go and lose to Marcus Mariota this week. I genuinely would not be surprised of either result. I really wouldn't because of how inconsistent they've been all year. It's such a strange thing because you sit here and you're like, oh, man, this team seems like it found something. It seems like when you beat a team in the Bills who you never beat and you're riding high a little bit, you're like, great, this is going to go fantastic for us. But then, you know, we thought this way a little bit with the Falcons game. They kind of came out, they had their most complete game, and they completely wet the bed against the Ravens. And against the Ravens, they've been a good team, but it didn't even feel like the Ravens beat you. It felt like you just completely spit the bit on it. Turnovers, mistakes. And that's the thing with this team that I just don't quite trust yet. And I can't trust yet. And I do think McDaniel has a hand in that. Is like, I really can't get a read on him. Normally, you could say, okay, this momentum is there for you. But kind of true to have the Dolphins lost to the Ravens, it's a little bit how it felt like with how they beat the Bills. Now, I know there were some big force fumbles, especially the one on Josh Allen. It was a great play by Jordan Brooks. But I don't know, man. I guess to answer your question, I don't quite have faith that he's the coach of the future yet, even though I think that the way this is leaning is Stephen Ross is going to try and make it work with him. That's the way I feel like it's leaning, because that's the way Stephen Ross always is. He doesn't like to be left out on an island and clean house completely. I just thought it would be Greer surviving, not him.
No, Greer, I mean, that's the body that everybody wanted. Okay, so cool. But, you know, there still needs to be more bodies to me. And it seems like McDaniel, if they, finish 8-9, does he survive another 8-9
season? It's a great question.
Season? Because, like, if they finish 5-12, I don't think he survives. But 8-9 after the start, you could make a case for him, but that's back-to-back 8-9 years. You're not progressing, you're regressing because you were 11-6 2 years ago.
And here's the thing, and I think the Jets probably recognize this, and that's why they threw the grenade on the season. If you read the landscape of just the AFC East right now, the Bills are probably always going to be there because, like, you're always going to trust Josh Allen to win you double-digit games at least. And now you have the Patriots who, okay, now under this Vrabel era, this is kind of the first tell of it. They have momentum going right now. So are the Dolphins going to just kind of be cool with being the 8-9 third place team the next couple of years? Or do they also have to get into the game like the Jets of like, nope, we got to take our step back years? Because that's what the Patriots did. I mean, like, the Patriots were the doormat for the last couple of years. And they revamped, they got their quarterback. And again, this stuff doesn't take long. It took longer, obviously, because of their reign of dominance. Like, they had Brady, but they tried Mac Jones, that didn't work. Now they got Drake May. Obviously, it's working very, very good. So I'm still very skeptical he's the guy who can get this solved. I just think that he's too squirrely. He wavers too much philosophically in these games. And the discipline of the team is just way too inconsistent to trust. The one thing with Vrabel, it's always just like, yeah, you saw that in Tennessee, and now you're seeing it now. The guy just seems like he can get his teams rock steady. And then it's going to be a talent thing. But with McDaniel, it's like there is no rhyme or reason to it. It's like, that's the thing that I think everybody's frustrated by. Is like, I can see them go out there this week. I can see them blown out. But I could also see Tua having a bad game. I can see the penalties being there. It's good that Brewer's going to be healthy. It seems like if they can get this going, Austin Jackson's going to start coming back, and maybe you'll get some buys. Maybe you'll get Darren Waller back. Like, there's the most optimistic Dolphin fan could talk themselves into it, but I do think that there's a little bit of, do we want to do this? Like, do you want to be given this false hope? Do you want to be put in this spot of going on a run if it means you're going to have this inconsistent coach stick around? I don't know. I do think that people mostly, like, people wanted to buy into this team and they wanted to like this team, but I just think that they've already been hurt too much and they already see that it's so flawed. They just don't see the path here with a McDaniel Tua led team to really be a team of consequence. And so then you have to start asking yourself, all right, well, what do we do to get this all settled out? And I don't know the answer to that yet, but I kind of feel like they are going to win this week, which is going to leave me even more furious if they are terrible against the Commanders. That's going to be no starting quarterback for them, how banged up they are. No bueno if they can't get this one. It even with the international stuff and all the moving over, it feels like it should be set up for the Dolphins to get themselves a win this week. 15 minutes of Game Day on Sensor brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Take a break. Back with more for this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello, Leroy.
What's up? Hold on.
Okay.
We'll wait on you.
Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM, where Sports Talk is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Man, that traffic was not playing.
No, it's been crazy, man.
It took me an hour and 20 minutes to get in and out of the airport.
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was two accidents and, you know, people forcing themselves to merge. And the other person said, nope.
Yep. Not great. Not a great day.
Yep.
Not a great day. The Heat, they'll be back in action tonight. They're taking on the New York Knicks.
In you want to do NBA, it again, Bush?
NBA Cup action. Well, I got to tell you, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to save this for when you're here. I feel justified in my anger, even more so, because the Cavaliers lost last night to the Toronto Raptors. And
with everybody?
And, yes, with everybody. Well, I don't think Darius Garland. I think he's still out. But the resters, let's refer to them as the rested, the resters. This Evan Mobley got his lunch money taken by Scottie Barnes yesterday. I mean, he absolutely got throttled. And so I got to be honest with you. I feel even more justified in my anger because you went through this whole thing of resting everybody to have them ready for this Toronto game, and you got kicked in the teeth. And I'm going to tell you this, I don't do this lightly, okay? And I don't do this often. Kenny Atkinson, you've got an enemy for life in me.
Wow.
Yup.
He's reached J.J. Redick's
status? He has an enemy for life. I used to like him. He used to be very complimentary, very classy. But you want to know something? His little shell game of resting, reap what you sow. I'm glad you got the, you tried to little manipulate a little Runsky here only to get humbled once you got home. And that's what my point was. You played a little too cute and you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So, yeah, maybe I have egg on my face for the Heat game, but ultimately I won the war of the take. And I'm telling you right now, it was stupid. I won the war. It was stupid.
You didn't win the war.
I won the war. No, it's stupid.
Toby, you didn't win the war.
It meant nothing, and I'm glad you lost. No, I won the war.
Toby.
Oh, I won the war.
The minute the Heat lost, you lost.
Who does that sound like taking victory from a war, fight he didn't win?
I'm telling you. Toby. Ultimately, I won the war.
It's very Tobin-esque.
He won the battle. I won the war.
You didn't win the war.
No, I won the war, dude.
How did you win the war?
Because he lost the stupid game he was trying to manipulate to.
Tobin, can I ask you this? Would you feel differently if the Heat had won?
Oh, if the Heat would have won, there wouldn't even be a war. It would have been like, you're a laughingstock now. So, but I'm just happy that he got his comeuppance.
What did I tell you, Leroy?
But that has nothing to do with the Cavs.
Leroy.
It does have to do with the Cavs.
Leroy, I told you this the day he started complaining about it. He was only doing that because he has a fear that the Heat going to have a letdown and they lose the game, and then Kenny Atkinson will look like a genius for sitting his guys down and still beating the Heat.
Yeah, who looks like a genius now? He looks like an ass clown.
Well, you know what? He doesn't look like an ass clown on Wednesday night when his team beat you.
Very fleeting. How does he look the next day? His Evan Mobley, his 24-year-old who he needs to give a Widow West to in November. Yeah, well rested. Looks like he did absolutely fantastic.
You know, there's going to be a lot of Heat fans and you talking about no Brunson.
Yeah, again, this isn't the same thing. Like, it's not the same take. Again, you're going to take on teams that don't have their full deck. The Heat don't have their full deck by now, by the way. They don't have Bam Adebayo. I hope everybody realizes that. So, and Tyler Hero. But that's not the point. Obviously, you're going to take on teams that don't have players every now and then. That's part of an NBA season.
Who cares why?
Well, I do. It's annoying. You're sitting here and you tried to gimmick the system, and it blew up in your face, Wile E. Coyote style. So, look, this Kenny Atkinson has an enemy for life in me. That's fine, and I will hope for his basketball downfall. That's it. He's on the list.
I think I'm beginning to understand why Tobin has a thing for the Cavaliers and Kenny Atkinson. Last time you guys played him in a real serious game, you know, prior to Monday night, they beat you by 55.
Worst defeat in the history of playoff basketball.
So the fact that they won this thrilling overtime game and then could have doubled up and won a second game, it would have given Tobin more reason to be like, last season is done with. This Cleveland Cavaliers team can't hang with the Miami Heat. And then what happened? They didn't play their starters, Spider and Mobley, their all-stars. The Heat lost. Now it makes Kenny Atkinson look like a genius, which pissed Tobin off. So now that the Cavs lost to the Raptors on the following day, Tobin is going to come out, guns a-blazing, shooting at Kenny Atkinson. That's it. That's all it is. You feel justified. Even though you did not win the war.
No, I won the war.
No, you did not.
No, I did win the war.
No, you did not.
His whole plan was to go home and have his players rested to win.
What kind
you
of 3
sound like a boxer that what got knocked out.
Right. I absolutely won the war.
It's a 3-day war.
I won the war.
What kind of 3-day
war
is
I won the war. No, let's make no mistake about this. I won the war.
So have you named tonight's game?
Have I named tonight's game? It's an NBA Cup game. We got to keep our lead. King of the Mountains right now.
Okay,
you know, so
you
that's
know what I mean,
that's what we got to do. And by the way, I'm not sitting here I don't have any ill, like, oh, the Heat are going to overlook the Knicks again. No, I think the Heat know they bleeped up. Like, I think rare are the times that you actually hear from an NBA team after the game being like, yeah, we actually looked up. Usually they lie to you and they're like, no, we take everybody seriously. They're pros too. Blah, blah, blah. Nope. Norman Powell was like, that was a terrible loss.
Yeah.
Just flat out saying it's a terrible loss. Jaime Jaquez being like, we like the smell of our own farts. So I'm telling you right now, dude, I'm not worried. I think that they bounce back good tonight. I think that they do. But Kenny Atkinson, oh, I am. When I saw that, I was like, good, good. That's what you get for trying to manipulate resting a 24-year-old, only for him to spit the bit against Scotty Barnes. Way to go, dude! You really good job with your November rest.
I get it. There's a lot of hate for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I get it.
Man. No, this is he could be coaching any team. This is for one man. I like Donovan Mitchell. I like Evan Mobley. I dig those guys. All right. You know I don't have any love for Dan Gilbert. He can kick the sharpest of rocks.
You don't have love for Darius Garland?
Well, I mean, in fairness, he was kind of a jerk to Tyler Hero. Not that he lied, but...
wait a minute.
not that he lied. He's just a jerk. It's not a nice thing to say.
Was he speaking facts?
He was, but it's kind of like two parking cones like making fun of each other. Be like, oh, like literally every team does the same thing to the Cavaliers with him.
You can't guard me.
You can't say that. If Evan Mobley wants to say that, fine. I mean, that makes a little more sense. But he has class. Unlike this Kenny Atkinson, the manipulator of games. I mean, and by the way, let's not forget that he had a big tantrum the first game where he got himself kicked out because he just couldn't deal with it. He's like, free throws, meh. So, no, he's got an enemy for life in me. He's right up there with J.J. Redick. And congratulations to him. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
You're so mad.
No, I'm telling you.
Hey, you're solo on this mission, buddy.
That's fine. I don't need anybody else on my mission. It's my list. He's my enemy for life. And I will wish nothing but bad things for him. Nothing to do with the Cavaliers. Just him. If he goes and coaches wherever, Greece, because he's not going to win the championship. Greece, wherever. I will pray on the downfall of Kenny Atkinson. For this,
you'll pay another $30 to watch him fall.
Oh yeah.
What if he becomes the head coach of Nico's team, the Serbian team?
Sorry, no. I'm going to root for Slovenia.
Wow.
Would never happen. But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Change your look. Look at that. That guy is anything he's associated with.
I'll tell Nico too. I'll be like, look, it's nothing personal, but I swore that he's got an enemy for life in me. That's it.
So wait a minute. So if they had beaten the Raptors, you would have not said anything, would you? You still would have been
upset. No, he would have had some other little.
But you would have, or you would have come up with another way to be.
You ready?
I don't have hypothetical takes. Whatever happens, happens.
Vlad, I already have it. You ready? Oh, who is it more important to beat, the Heat or the Toronto? Like, you saving him for the easy game. You don't want to play him.
Well, I don't think it has to do with easy.
Right.
First of all, Toronto's been playing great basketball. Toronto's like 6 out of 7 they've won. And by the way, Toronto's about to go on a run because go look at their schedule. Toronto's about to probably roll off probably like a six game win streak after this. So, no, I'm not. It has nothing to do with who you take on or who you don't take on or anything like that. It was the idea that the entire thing of it is. We're resting players in November for back-to-backs, and it didn't pay off.
Some teams rest players back-to-backs regardless.
Well, that's stupid. It's a dumb thing. It hasn't paid off for anybody.
OKC does it with Chet Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren has glass feet, okay? He's a special case. If you want to talk about old glass feet Chet Holmgren, okay.
The Lakers do it with Luka.
Because he's coming off of a calf injury. He has a legitimate injury. Evan Mobley has nothing wrong with him.
You have an excuse.
He has nothing wrong with him. He's completely fine.
Vlad, here's what you got to do.
Bro, I can name a lot of teams who've done this so far this season. Like this, and because the Cavaliers did it.
You've named a bunch of injured players. People who have been injured.
Because the Cavaliers did it and won.
Right.
No, that's, I was mad at I was, well, first of all, no, I was mad at it before they won.
You knew what was going to happen.
I was mad at it before they
because
won.
Because you knew so what was going to happen.
You can't come at me with that take because I was pre-mad at the take.
But you knew what was going to happen. That's the thing. You were pre-mad at this take because you knew that the Heat would let down, start smelling their, like you said, start smelling their own, you know, farts, whatever, and they were going to have a letdown. This is an easy let-up game, an easy letdown game, which happened, and then now you got to come back as Wild Heat Coyote to explain why the Heat lost, especially after you was upset. Like, you knew this was going to happen. We all knew this was going to happen. We all said it. You know the Heat going to lose now, right? And you're going to be upset when
you guys
weren't
it because you guys said, well, just go take care of your business. And you told me that I was being a maniac for being mad about it.
Right, because
but the point is, the bigger point is, he did all of this to prepare. The only argument for it was, we have a back-to-back the next game. We have a back-to-back. So shouldn't Evan Mobley have played his greatest game ever? No. He got stuffed into a locker by Scottie Barnes.
Okay, cool.
So
one guy did. What about Spider Mitchell? He had a great game.
Well, guess what? You need multiple great games. And honestly, I didn't even have a problem if he would have just done Spider. But he did it with the child. What does he need rest for? Rest! He barely can drive!
It was three games in four nights.
Oh, poor baby. He's 24.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
This is unbelievable.
When the Heat have a back-to-back and they sit guys, how you going to feel about
Wait, hold on. Didn't Norman Powell miss the game against the Lakers?
Norman Powell was injured. He was coming off of a groin injury. Stop making injured takes. Okay. If a guy is injured, I don't have a problem with it. Okay. There's nothing wrong with him.
Hey,
and it didn't work. Congratulations, Kenny Atkinson. I won the war.
It did work.
It didn't work.
He got the split.
Split? Nobody's doing that for a split. You're doing that for the sweep.
Evan Mobley's injury status, he's currently day-to-day, and he returned playing November 14th against the Raptors after being rested. He had missed the previous game for rest and was available. So he might have had some injury.
He had no injury. If he had an injury, it
wouldn't have made his point.
Yeah, if you had an injury, you wouldn't have put rest. You would have put the injury.
Oh my goodness. All right.
He's got an enemy for life in me.
I get it. I mean, it still doesn't hide the fact you guys lost to the Mobley-less and Mitchell-less team.
Agreed. I'm not taking away my anger for the Heat. But see, this is the thing. I can compartmentalize. Trust me. And we'll bounce back to that.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I'm just glad. Listen, I won the war, and I'm happy about it.
Why do you – I love the way when you get mad about something that's trivial, right?
It's not trivial.
Then you try and, like make it sound like, no, this is a calmness. This is a reasonable anger that I'm having. And – it really is.
It is completely reasonable. It's a reasonable thing, and I'm glad that it failed for him. He's a failure.
It didn't fail. He got a split.
Nope, it failed. He's a failure. He tried to manipulate, and it failed.
All right.
Just like when he gets to the playoffs, he fails.
D Sizzle said, Tobin needs to be rested for too much petty.
Feel better now?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great, but it just needed to be pointed out. This guy tried to get away with a crime, and he was caught red-handed.
All right.
Not really. He got the split.
Split? You're doing that for the split? Ridiculous. He embarrassed himself.
The problem is that here's the problem. He would have been cool with getting swept by sitting his starters like that, and you didn't oblige.
That could have been a three-game losing streak.
Which is why he won the battle, but not the war.
Nah, he won the war.
He didn't win the war.
He won the war.
No.
He won the war.
He is a war loser and an enemy for life. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.